You probably all remember the How a Bill Becomes a Law song from Saturday morning cartoons or your U.S. history classes. So the process is demonstrably similar in Texas, but there are a few kind of notable things that make the Texas process a little unique. One of them is they're only in session for 140 days every 2 years per the Constitution. I think some days I feel like maybe we've misread it and it ought to be 2 days every 140 years. Today is one of those days, but the process moves very quickly. There's 150 House members in Texas, right around, I think there's 95 Republicans and 55 Democrats. There are 31 Texas senators. There's 20 Republicans and 11 Democrats. Those numbers are pretty important because the two-thirds is a pretty magic number for doing things. Simple majorities don't always move bills in Texas. Often you have to have supermajorities to move bills. And if one party or the other has a supermajority, they're able to do a lot of things, sometimes at the detriment of the other party. We're at about 123 days into the 140 day session. So we're kind of at the tail end of, when things move. Today is actually the last day for House bills to be heard on second reading. Tomorrow they kind of wrap up all bills on third reading. What that means is tonight at midnight, lots and lots of things die. And that's actually a pretty good thing for the most part. There's in the neighborhood of 7,000 bills filed in between the chambers. There is in the neighborhood of 1,500 passing. I have in the neighborhood of 20 clients, and